Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, 200 years ago in 1821, Napoleon died. That's just a bonus. I just thought I'd throw that in there. But let's go to another part of the world about 200 years ago to see what was happening. We will go to Western New York, and we will be looking at the 1800s through the 1830s, right around there, 1821, 200 years ago. This was once known, and historians have dubbed it, the Burned Over District. In fact, some think that Charles Finney is credited with coining this expression. Well, let's dig into this Burned Over District. Revivalists would come through this section of Western New York and the surrounding area year after year after year. This was the time of the Erie Canal, and it brought all kinds of prosperity. It brought lots of people to this region, and of course, along with that prosperity and towns popping up, all sorts of vices came along with it. So in come the revivalist preachers setting up their tent, and with impassioned pleas, they would call for revival and repentance. But unintended consequences followed from these years and decades of revival preaching upon revival preaching. Much of this preaching in this period that we refer to as the Second Great Awakening contrasted with the preaching that was part of the First Great Awakening. The First Great Awakening was very Calvinistic. It stressed God's work in the salvation of men and women, but this Second Great Awakening trended Arminian and stressed cooperating with God and stressed the work that men and women do in bringing about their own salvation. Well, let's go back 200 years and see the results of this Burnt Over District cropping up. All around this area were all sorts of sects and movements and what we would come to call heresies. Top of the list is Joseph Smith. It was right around 1820 that he was visited by the angel Moroni and began translating those golden plates that contained the Book of Mormon. In 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was officially organized. This was right in the midst of the Burnt Over District. Smith gathered around himself quite a group of disillusioned and burned over people, and eventually they left there and they kept heading west, and they went all the way to Utah. This was also the time of William Miller, who came from this area. Well, after serving in the War of 1812, he threw himself into religion and Bible study. He was consumed with prophecy and began making calculations based on his interpretations of the numbers in the books of Daniel and Revelation. In 1822, he predicted that Christ would come back on March 21st, 1844. He gathered followers, again, these disillusioned and burned over folks. And when March 21st, 1844 came and went, he recalculated the date, declared that he had made a mistake, and set October 22nd, 1844 as the new date. And when it came and went, it was quickly dubbed the Great Disappointment. There was also Ellen White. She was moving a bit past the 1820s, but she came from this region. She claimed to have a few thousand visions and was the co-founder of the Seventh-day Adventist movement. Also from this area were the Fox sisters, who claimed to be mediums. Historians credit the beginning of spiritualism in America to the Fox sisters in this very area of the Burnt Over District. In 1888, one of the Fox sisters, Margareta, revealed that it was all a hoax and even revealed their techniques, but nevertheless, there it was. It was also a time and place for establishing socialist experiments in utopian communities. The prime example is the Oneida community, founded by John Humphrey Noyes in Oneida, New York in the 1840s. And again, gathering around himself the disillusioned and the burnt over from this Burned Over District. Well, there you have the legacy of the Burned Over District 200 years ago. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. I see we have a little bit of bonus time this week, so I'm going to use that to share a quote with you. This from our friend back from 200 AD, Tertullian. He told us, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church."